From Michigan Radio, this is Michigan Watch. I'm Lester Graham. This week, the Detroit Journalism Cooperative is looking at how the city is functioning under bankruptcy. Mayor Mike Duggan suggested he'd get a lot done in the first 6 months. We're nearly there and decided to take a look at progress with mass transportation in Detroit. One out of every three Detroit households doesn't have a car. They rely on the bus system, but it's broken. People at the Rosa Parks Transit Center in downtown Detroit disagree whether it's gotten any better since Mayor Duggan took over the Detroit Department of Transportation.
They come late all the time. I'm never on time for jobs, and they always come late.
I've seen more of them out there, a little bit more adhering to the schedule.
No, they still run late all the time.
I think you got more buses out here now.
DDOT bus system is terrible.
So a bit of a mixed bag. Some people do give the mayor credit for trying.
There are some days where things seem to be working pretty well and other days that they don't.
Megan Owens is the executive director of Transportation Riders United. She says it's hard to measure whether things are improving because the bus service stopped publishing the daily pullout rate. That's the actual number of buses that operate versus the number scheduled for a day.
So we don't have any explicit data to show concrete improvements.
At the main garage of the DDOT headquarters, they're working to get more buses on the road. Detroit needs 270 buses to properly serve its 100,000 passengers a day. The city only has 228 buses, and a lot of them are broken down.
Right now, we are getting out a little bit over 200, 201, 202. And that contrasts when the mayor took office, we were in the 150, 160 range.
That's DDOT Director Dan Dirks. I asked why he stopped posting those pullout rates.
It's a matter of getting to a decent level. Once we get close to the 228 number, I'll feel very confident.
But shouldn't the public be able to see that?
Yeah, they absolutely should.
But they won't. Not until Dirks and the mayor like the numbers. The bus fleet is aging. George Robinson is a mechanic with DDOT. He says the streets of Detroit are rough on those vehicles.
Can you imagine buses running 24/7 most of the time and high maintenance? You got a bus 10 years old, 9 years old. The older it is, the more work it takes to keep it on the road.
The city has hired more mechanics. It's also hired more drivers who are being trained. It's fixed problems with parts suppliers. The city hadn't been paying its bills. And new buses might be coming. During Mayor Duggan's State of the City address in February, he indicated the Obama administration was helping Detroit get 50 new buses.
And we're going to have these buses on the street this fall. We're going to start to make a difference.
That was then. Dan Dirks now tells our Detroit journalism partner WDET that Detroit won't get the buses in the fall as hoped. It'll be later. But until the feds actually deliver, there's a chance that it could all fall apart. Dan Dirks says Detroit has a more certain opportunity to get 10 to 13 other buses through an EPA air quality program.
So if we're lucky, we could get anywhere between 60 and 63 new. Worst case scenario, we'll get 10 to 13.
Getting Detroiters back to work depends a great deal on getting more new buses. Megan Owens with Transportation Riders United says getting a job when you're dependent on city transit is tough.
Is the city going to really be able to grow and succeed without people able to get to jobs? I mean, people are riding public transit to make money or to spend money. The city needs people doing a heck of a lot more of both.
With Michigan Watch, I'm Lester Graham, Michigan Radio News.
Support for the Detroit Journalism Cooperative on Michigan Radio comes from the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, Renaissance Journalism's Michigan Reporting Initiative, and the Ford Foundation.